My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Pius X, a holy pope who led this church as the vicar of Christ in the beginning of the 20th century. His pontificate and his life of service to the Church are worthy of note, and there's one particular point about his magisterium that still will always be relevant, all of the magisterium, but in a particular way, St. Pius X stands out as a teacher against the error of modernism, which still to this day plagues the Church. I'm just going to read a little from Father Fernandez's book, In Conversation with God, in which he gives commentary on the various liturgical celebrations. And with regard to this Mass on Pope Pius X, he gives a little history. The years of the pontificate of Pius X were particularly difficult, due to the internal upheavals and transformations in many nations and the consequent serious impact they had on the Christian faithful. Fundamentally, the gale-forced winds that tore through the Church at this time were ideological and doctrinal in nature. Attempts to reconcile the faith with a philosophy whose principles were diametrically opposed to it brought numerous widely diffused errors in its wake. These ideologies attacked the very foundations of Catholic doctrine and led directly to its denial. He goes on to say, many of the errors St. Pius X fought against are uncritically accepted in our own day. This problem of modernism, as explained very simply here, of treating of the faith with philosophies that are diametrically opposed to it, is something that St. Pius X dedicated his energies to correcting. And he did much in his lifetime to address this problem. He wrote a catechism. He also closed many seminaries, got rid of the curriculum and the teachers who were teaching error, and started again afresh, and emphasized the need for Christian philosophy as the basis of theological study. Unfortunately, his efforts did not have permanent results, and so to this day we're still facing the error of modernism in many forms. And just to give a little more clarity to the idea of modernism, I also want to cite from the Catholic Encyclopedia. One of the leaders of the modernist movement back in the beginnings of the 20th century was a priest by the name of Loisy, if I'm saying his name correctly. It's L-O-I-S-Y. He said, this is a quote from him regarding modernism and modernists, the avowed modernists form a fairly definite group of thinking men united in the common desire to adapt Catholicism to the intellectual, moral, and social needs of today. Not a bad idea. Catholicism should respond to the needs of the age in every age, and it does, because it's the truth of Christ, which who is the same yesterday, today, and always. But the problem is, then maybe a little more clear in one of the following statements by Loisy, our religious attitude is ruled by the single wish to be one with Christians and Catholics who live in harmony with the spirit of the age. Now, Loisy didn't have the benefit of knowing how the 20th century would turn out, but we do. We see the horrors generated by these false philosophies, the destruction of entire populations, tens and hundreds of millions of people slaughtered in the name of false ideologies. And unfortunately, some of those false ideologies that spawned such carnage are still today coupled with the faith in they can't be, but attempts are made. And unfortunately, men in our day, as always, some men in our day adhere more to the philosophies that appeal, that are contemporary, rather than the unchanging truths of the gospel, which St. Louis-Marie de Montfort tells us, you know, that the spirit of Christ is contrary to the spirit of the world, and the spirit of the world is contrary to the spirit of Christ. This is a fundamental principle. It's the very first thing that St. Louis de Montfort talks about in preparation for consecration to Jesus through Mary, total consecration. There's a program of spiritual cleansing and reformation that we have to go through if we want to conform ourselves to Christ. St. Paul warns us against or encourages us not to be conformed to the age, but to the mind of Christ. And our modern age, in a particular way, is taken with a form of idolatry, which I would call the idolatry of the contemporary. Whatever is current is supreme. And we see that trend where it's taken us, because what's contemporary is just in this unguided progressivism. Well, it's not unguided. If it's not guided by the principles of Christ, then it's guided by the principles of the world. And we know who the prince of this world is, and we know where he wants to take it, to destruction, to the destruction of civilization, to the destruction of all which lifts man to God, of all which allows us to be united with our Savior and to be saved. So again, the purpose of theology is to explain the faith in the language that men today can understand. So there is a certain need for a contemporary idiom in which to explain the faith, but if the language itself is hostile to the truths of the faith, then it's not going to work. And St. Pius X encouraged sound philosophy, which we have in the history of Catholic, well, not only Catholic, but the history of Christianity, and it's the Catholic Church that has carried forth Christianity in its pure form, has produced the greatest of philosophies or philosophical studies. St. Thomas Aquinas and the Scholastic Age in many ways can be demonstrated to be the zenith of thinking, of reason, and of this harmony that's sought for, that Loisy talks about. But it's not harmony with the spirit of the age, it's harmony with the truth of nature as God's creation. And that never changes. That's a constant truth, that God created this world, that there's an order, that God's will is supreme, that there's a morality which doesn't change. And these are truths that we can't sweep aside. in favor of what happens to be popular today. We heard in today's gospel our Lord's words to the young man: "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." And the young man went away sad, for he had many possessions that he didn't want to relinquish. And in a certain sense, we could find an analogy to the problem of modernism and those who adhere to the heresy, which, as we said, modernism is a very worldly idea of Christianity that deforms its true character and wants to submit the gospel to the will of the world, to something that the world can accept. And the world rejected Christ, but Christ won the true victory that is our, leads us to eternal life. So as the poor man who wants to be perfect, we in our modern age have to be willing to carry out the Lord's instructions. We have to let go of these things of the world that we might possess treasure in heaven. And that's true not only of material things, but also of worldly ideas that hold us back, that keep us from rising up spiritually, to conforming ourselves to Jesus Christ. Blessed Virgin Mary was free of all worldly attachments and of even attachment to herself and her own will. She surrendered it all to God, and God found her then worthy to bear his Son. So let us pray to her and ask her to help us be freed of the illusions of the world, free of the illusions of our present age, and generous enough to let go of all of those things that get in the way of our true conformation to Christ. May Saint Pius X intercede for us that his program of renewing all things in Christ may be fulfilled in us and in our age. Praise be Jesus and Mary.